this indoor was not here when you're here. Mm-hmm. You think back to 06 and then coming back, just like how differently it is compared to, I don't know, your first go around?
Yeah, it's one of those things, you know, I talked to my wife, you know, it's like, man, everything's so familiar, yet it's so different, you know what I mean? And, you know, even when I was here before, I felt like we had world-class facilities, but now it's just a whole nother level, you know, and just, and it's great too how they have everybody up here, you know, lets you, remind you of the tradition that you're upholding here as a Bronco, so I love it.
Who's got the best hands in the O-line room? I mean, you got good hands, right?
You're looking at them right,
right
here.
Right here?
Yeah, I mean, could I be an all-pro tight end? We can't say anymore, but... But, you know, the hands are there. We can say that.
The more you can do, right?
Yeah.
The more you can do. So, May 29th, this team signs you, right? And this week, the first depth chart comes out. Mm-hmm. Coach Kubiak, I know, said it's fluid, but there you are, starting right tackle. You're not surprised that this has happened now? Why do you think you're there right now, Ryan?
You know, for me, you know, being in the league as long as I've been, you know, you can get wrapped up in other people's expectations, you know? So I have goals that I want to achieve here in camp, and I feel that, you know, where I am right now is a part of those goals. You know, it's nowhere finished, but that, you know, it's on track. So, you know, I'm never surprised, you know, with what I'm able to accomplish because I have high expectations for myself. So, I mean, I enjoy it, and I'm very thankful for my opportunities, and I just see where I'm at now is a great opportunity to continue my goals that I've set to achieve here in camp.
How would you rate what's going on in camp for you? I mean, obviously pretty well with what you're being asked to do, but you kind of have an understanding of what the coaches want you guys to do.
Yeah, well, you know, being with Coach Kubiak, being in this offense, you know, for a while, I definitely understand what we're trying to accomplish with plays that we call and things like that. But, I mean, it's just progressing well. You know, we got a lot of new players, new faces, new coaches, but – you know, it's exciting. It's going to be exciting to get on the field here against Seattle and really put it against another team and see where we really are.
Will you bring Ty, Max, and Matt together, maybe outside of a normal meeting room, and just say, guys, look, first preseason game, there isn't a lot of pressure. It doesn't count, but it matters, right?
Yeah. Like,
what's some of the things you'll say to these guys who will take their first kind of real snap together Seattle?
Yeah. I mean, the big thing is just to, you know, the big thing that I had to realize, and I think every player needs to realize, is when you're in the NFL, you're here because you belong here.
Yeah.
You know, you wouldn't be playing unless you can do it. So, you know, my thing, you know, when I talk to these young guys is, hey, you can do it. You're up here. So, you know, just believe in yourself. And, you know, I think that's really key to being a good offensive lineman and really a good player in the NFL.
What do you know about the snaps you're expecting or how far you're going to go on Friday night? Do you guys know yet?
No, a guy like me, though, man, I'll take every snap I can. You know, it's just an opportunity. It's, you know, and what a great environment. I mean, Seattle's one of the best stadiums, you know, to play in on the road and in that environment. And, you know, what a way to kind of get started and get used to how this season's going to be. I mean, we all have high expectations for this team. And going into a hostile territory like that, you know, it's going to be real fun.
Last one. How will you determine if that first preseason game is good for you and the four guys you're going to line up next to? Is it? I think at this point it's beyond getting in and out of the huddle. You want to see some first downs, right? Just really kind of make sure. Is it the communication maybe? How will you grade out to say, guys, you know what? Good first game.
Yeah. I mean, fortunately for us, coaches will grade the game. But, you know, the thing that we're looking for is an offensive line. We want to communicate. We all want to be on the same page.
Yeah.
We want to have our operation run smooth. And for me, you know, one of the big things, we got to get our running back off the ground or be there when our running back or receiver hits the ground, you know, because this is a really, you know, football's a team sport, and especially on offense. Our guys who are going downfield, they need to know that we're there. And so making sure we can do that, you know, those are the kind of things we're going to be looking for.